Next up on Issues and Ideas, we talk wine. We invited the new leader of the San Luis Obispo Wine Association into the studio to talk about member wineries and marketing wines made in the Edna Valley and Arroyo Grande to other parts of the country and the world. Here's KCBX's Greta Mart with this interview.
I'm here in the KCBX studio with, may I ask you to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Ann Steinhauer, and I'm the new executive director for the San Luis Obispo Wine Association.
And so tell me about the association. How long has it been around? Who founded it? What do you guys do?
So we are an association of winery members from the Edna Valley and Arroyo Grande Valleys, and we have about 30 wineries that are members. And we focus on building up those appellations and the wineries so that people know that they can come and drink really great wine here in San Luis Obispo.
Okay, great. And are you able to name just like some of your members, like would people know these labels?
Absolutely. So they're very well-known names, Tolosa Winery, Edna Valley Vineyards, Aubrey Cellars, Wolf Cellars, Biddle Ranch. So those are some of the tally are some of the names.
Okay, right. And so what do you do on a day-to-day basis? What does your job consist of mostly?
I'm only on day 10.
Oh, okay.
So right now I'm getting to know the members better than I know them from before. And I'm focused on how do we help build their reputation, not only here in San Luis Obispo. For example, you told me that you hadn't even heard of us before. Mm. So how do we build our reputation both here in San Luis Obispo, but in the county, but then also globally? And so we're very focused on the new flyby markets that the airport's going to reach out to. And we're also looking at San Francisco Bay Area and the LA region to be able to bring people in, to be able to enjoy our beautiful lifestyle here, the slow life, stay in our fabulous hotels, eat in our wonderful restaurants, and come and drink some really amazing wines from the Edna Valley and the Arroyo Grande Valleys.
Okay. I see. Okay. So let more people in like the Bay Area know that instead of going to Napa for the weekend, they could come down here and that kind of thing.
Exactly. And we make really good wines anywhere from Albarino to Zinfandel. Chardonnay and Pinot Noir are kind of our two top varieties. We have amazing growing conditions. We have incredible climate with the coast here within 5 miles of where we are farming. And you can drive within a quick 5-10 minute drive from downtown SLO to these areas and be able to see us in action. And a lot of our tasting rooms, the owners and the winemakers and the vineyard managers are on site doing the work. So when you walk in, you can actually see people in action.
Okay, got it. All right. And you said internationally. So does this mean, maybe you don't know this yet, but is your job going to involve like going to China or?
Sure hope so.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Not that I know of just of yet, but you know, the wine industry is a global wine industry. We all know that France is very engaged in this. We all know that there's a great growing region in South Africa, and being able to share our name and our wines into those areas is something I'd definitely be interested in learning how to do.
Okay, got it. All right. And you said flyby at the airport. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
San Luis Obispo Airport has direct flights to certain cities, i.e. Washington, Arizona. And so if we can get some of those direct flights out to those areas and start sharing our wines, then we have an easier way of getting those consumers out here to be able to participate in the slow life and to be able to drink our wines.
I got it. All right. So in like we have a direct flight to Denver. So you would go and market in Denver.
Correct.
Trying to get people to say, oh, I'm going to fly to San Luis Obispo for the weekend and go wine tasting.
Correct.
I got it. Okay. All right. And what does the organization consist of and how long has it been around?
So we've been around for 30 years. Right now, we have 30 wineries that are members, and those are brick-and-mortar wineries. We're also increasing membership opportunities for those that support the wine industry. So we have a grower category, and those are our vineyard managers. We have associate winemakers that might have vineyards here but don't have a brick-and-mortar winery, so there is an opportunity for them to be members as well. We put on two major events, including Roll Out the Barrels, which is on the Mission Plaza in downtown San Luis Obispo at the end of June. And then we do Harvest at the Coast, which is out in Nava, which is in November, and that's an event and live auction that specifically benefits our association but also allows us to get the word out about our amazing, amazing wines. Most of our sales are direct-to-consumer, or DTC is what we call it in the industry. And that is, you know, you come in and you taste wine, and then you purchase wine and take it home. And that is really our strongest sales point. We'd love to see our wines in more of the local restaurants and promoting that real farm-to-table atmosphere. And we'd love to participate in that as well. just about all the wineries that are in Edna Valley and Aurora Grande Valley have got phenomenal tasting experiences. And you can literally sit out in the middle of the vineyards and drink a glass of wine, and you're not more than 10, 15 minutes from where you live.
Who did you take over for? Is it some, will we
I
know?
I took over from Heather Murren, who is going to move on to work with the Wine History Project. And so you'll be seeing her name again. She is a fantastic person, and she did amazing work with this organization. And I'm very excited to take over from her.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
And, of course, anytime. Thank you very much.
That was Ann Steinhauer, Executive Director of the San Luis Obispo Wine Association in the KCBX studio.